We see that, well, it's clear that's, we see that as one of our key roles, is to bring the technology. We have hundreds of engineers toiling away every day, working to develop these technologies and then bring them to the market so that they can leverage them.
Welcome back to Future Proof, friends. Bill Sheridan here. We're going to roll up our sleeves this week and dig into a little research. Now, as you know, if you've listened to this podcast more than once, there's certainly no shortage of studies and reports and white papers and all that kind of stuff about what the future of the accounting and finance profession looks like. And now the folks at Wolters Kluwer and CCH are offering their two cents. As I mentioned last week, I got to hang out at the annual CCH Connections User Conference in Miami Beach in October. And during the conference, the folks at Wolters Kluwer released a white paper titled "Technology Hype or Reality? What Firms Really Need to Know to Thrive in a World of Change." And the paper is based on an annual survey of tax and accounting firms conducted by Wolters Kluwer. The idea is that firms can use the findings of that survey to distinguish technology hype from its real promise, and to generate ideas that they can use to lead their firms and their clients into the future. So we're going to spend some time this week taking a deeper dive into those findings and what they mean for the profession. And helping me do that this week is our guest. He is Jim McGinnis, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Wolters Kluwer Tax and Accounting's U.S. Mid and Large Firm segment. Jim's going to break all this down for us in just a minute. First, let's take a closer look at the survey's findings. Now, among those findings, only 17% of firms completely understand the impact artificial intelligence will have over the next 3 years. Only 25% of firms believe they are extremely well-positioned to meet market needs. And on the other hand, 92% of profitable firms using integrated solutions feel confirmed about their ability to keep pace with change. So those findings dovetail nicely with other research we've seen recently. Profitable firms with the resources at hand feel pretty good about their future, but overall, the profession has a ways to go. CPA.com, the technology arm of the AICPA, they released a report a couple years ago that found only 8% of CPAs say they are future ready. And Wolters Kluwer's latest research seems to support that. So the Wolters Kluwer survey also asked firm leaders to identify their most pressing business concerns. The top five responses were: number one, keeping up with technological change; number two, growing the business; number three, meeting client expectations; number four, data security; and number five, completing the work accurately and on time. And so I guess in a nod to the world in which we live these days, that's the first time that the survey's respondents have identified keeping up with technological change as their top concern. So they're really beginning, it seems, to understand that exponential advances in technology are just the new norm, right? And that they need to get ahead of the change curve and as soon as possible. So if you want to read the report in its entirety, by the way, you can find it at engagetax.walterskluwer.com/survey2018. So with all that in mind, Jim McGinnis and I sat down and talked about what all of this means, you know, which digital transformations are impacting the profession the most, which new technologies are worth paying attention to, what the implications are for the profession, and how accounting and finance pros are reacting to all this. So some great insights here from someone who's got his finger on the pulse of the profession. Here is Jim McGinnis. So Jim, you've been with Wolters Kluwer now for a little bit over a year. Is that right?
That's correct. Okay. About 13 months.
Nice. So, in that time, what's been your biggest aha since you came over here? What's kind of stood out for you?
Bill, I think my biggest aha, I think it's finally happened. We have tipped over to where people are embracing the cloud. I've been talking about the cloud since 2012, and it was always going to be next year. But honestly, I think it's this year. We're having more conversations about the cloud than we've had before. No, so I'm very excited about that.
That's very exciting. Yeah, I know we've been having the same type of issue when we get out and talk to our members. It always seems to be
when we mention things like the cloud, it's something that, we've got time, that's coming.
That's right.
Yeah, we've finally reached a tipping point.
I think we've tipped. It's now the late majority are coming on board.
There you
so
go.
That's awesome.
Nice. Well, that kind of leads into my next question, because I was kind of curious. A couple of years ago, CPA.com came out with a report in which they were trying to gauge the future readiness of the profession. Mm. And in that report, I think only 8% of CPAs kind of self-identified as being future ready, which was kind of a problem, because at the same time, clients and customers were telling us that the main reason they would leave their CPA firm is because they were not future ready, or right,
right,
not helping them become a little bit more future ready. So I guess my question is, do you think we've made any progress since then? Sounds like maybe the answer is yes. But
Definitely making progress. There's no question in my mind that people are moving forward. But the goalpost is moving as well. So if you're future ready for the cloud, that's one thing. But now we have new technologies, automation, artificial intelligence, et cetera. We recently did a study that was published in our white paper. 25% of firms said that they felt they were doing the right things to be prepared for the future. But I'm not sure anybody really is future ready. I think it's a journey and we're all on it together.
And it's like you said, the goalposts keep moving. It's going to be...
That's right.
This is kind of the new normal. We're just going to have to continually be adapting to what the next new big thing, I guess.
There's no question.
Hard to make progress when things are changing that rapidly. So, of all the disruptions we've seen over the past few years, which one do you think is going to have the biggest impact on this profession?
That's hard when you say which one. I think there's a bit of a sequence that's happening. We mentioned the cloud already. I think the move to the cloud, freeing the data from that little prison underneath your desk, mm-hmm. and putting it up in the cloud where it becomes useful, I think that's the first step. I think the second step is, as accountants in the profession move to more of a platform where the data and all their applications are in a single place with a common data set that can be shared between applications, which leads to the third one, and the one that I think is most disruptive, which is automation. And that's when some of the routine, tedious tasks that have been the source of value for the industry for 25, 30, 50 years simply go away as the data starts in the beginning of wherever its source is, and it works its way all the way through the applications across the entire platform towards usefulness without any humans touching it.
A lot of people hear that word automation and tend to freak out a little bit, you know, as if their job is somehow at stake. But it's not necessarily a bad thing. Would you agree? I mean,
it's not a bad thing. It's different. If your job is taking sheets of printed paper that your client has provided you and typing that into to a software program, your job is going away.
Right.
And frankly, I think it should.
Right.
One of my favorite analogies is Centaur chess. I don't know if you know that, but it's been a while since Big Blue beat the human chess champion. So a computer can win at chess, mm-hmm. And beat a human being. What hasn't happened yet is where a human combined with a machine can still be either human or machine. Mm-hmm. Humans are good at looking at the big picture, seeing the relationships, strategy long term. Computers are great at checking everything for errors. And so a human who sees the overall board combined with a computer who can find the paths and look at the error is the most powerful combination of all. So humans, human accountants, will need to do more human-like things. If the task that they're doing can be replaced with automation, yes, that job is going away. But I think it opens up fabulous opportunities for the profession to create value where they just didn't have the time to create value before.
Yeah, that's really kind of the sweet spot there, isn't it? Is letting machines crunch the numbers, because they're better at it than we'll
they
ever
are.
Be, which then frees us up to do more value-added stuff, which is really where we want to be.
That's exactly right. Imagine the profession being able to spend their time formulating the questions, mm-hmm. rather than crunching the answers.
Yeah,
You get to ask a lot more questions, a lot deeper questions, and that leads to insight and knowledge. It's very exciting.
I want to go back to the cloud real quick. And one of the objections or arguments that I have heard frequently about moving in that direction involves security. Is the data really secure? There seems to be still some lingering fears about if I put all that stuff up there, how secure can it really be? How do you answer stuff, concerns like that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bill. You know, security is probably the number one challenge of our time. The data, when it gets up in the cloud, needs to be protected. And we at Wolters Kluwer and CCH, it's our livelihood. We spend more time, more money, more thought in protecting the data where it stands. A key point of vulnerability continues to be passwords and usernames. And so I think it's really important that the profession works hard to adopt multi-factor authentication and that firms put in processes and procedures for strong passwords and security at the endpoint. Mm-hmm. I think that currently is the greatest vulnerability. Is it a problem? Absolutely. But all the king's horses and all the king's men, as they say, are working to make it more secure. And I think the future will be more secure rather than less secure because of vulnerabilities like the one I just described.
Well, I mean, you know, when you stop to think about it, we all go to restaurants and give our credit cards to complete strangers at the end of the meal, right? And it's like,
absolutely, I mean,
it's got to be more secure than that.
If I told my mom 15 years ago that I would tell somebody where I was standing by a curb, I'd get into a stranger's car, and then they'd take me across town and drop me off with access to my credit card, she'd say I was absolutely mad. But that's what we do every day with Uber because we trust how Uber manages the data. We trust the relationships that mm-hmm. are created there.
Yep.
So I think we're moving to a more secure time, but there'll be challenges along the way.
Nice. So a little bit about what's happening now, some of the disruptions that you're seeing. What about others, new advances that maybe aren't quite ready for prime time yet? What do you think we should be watching a little bit more closely?
Yeah, I'll tell you two that have me interested. One, I think, is sort of at that moment of hype, which is blockchain. Mm-hmm. Blockchain right now is often, the thought is commingled with cryptocurrency. Coinbase, Bitcoin, that kind of thing. I think the real usefulness of it, though, will be to create trust between entities that have never met each other before. And I'm seeing lots of interesting ideas about how it can be used, for instance, tracing real estate transactions, mm-hmm. automobile transactions. I've heard of people considering using it for genealogy. So that it's each of these, anything that any transaction or any set of data that has to be linked and managed so that it can be trusted without the two-party mm-hmm. is very exciting. So that's one. And the other one that has just hit my radar are drones. I remember seeing Bezos on the 60 Minute, and I thought he was making fun of us with his descriptions of drone delivery. But now we're hearing about drones as possibilities for asset management and even inventory management. And so I'm looking forward to figuring out how Wolters Kluwer can take advantage of these emerging technologies.
It's really kind of amazing. When we first started to hear about drones and the possibilities, it was really kind of hard to draw a line from drones to our profession. And yet there it is.
That's exactly. And I remember when it was on 60 Minutes, it looked expensive and complicated and hard to see. My 7-year-old flies a drone around the kitchen and lands mm-hmm. it happily on the kitchen counter and walks away as if, sort of a mic drop kind of
right,
thing.
Right.
I think there's an interesting future in drone technology.
Boy, that is interesting. So certainly a lot of things I don't know if the word is to be worried about, but to be aware of going forward when it comes to digital transformation. What are some of the opportunities embedded in all this stuff for accounting and finance pros?
Yeah, I'll give you sort of a high-level conceptual one, and then we'll bury down a little bit. The high-level conceptual one is change and change management. So many of the accountants that I've spoken to over the past day and a half or so have talked to me about how they want to change, how change taking on the cloud, taking on the technology we talked about. But it all comes with change management. Their firms are used to doing things the way they've been doing it. Their staff complains if they try to change anything on them. Everybody's busy. And so I think good change management skills and capabilities are more critical now than ever. And you know, this is well-trod science. You have to create a case for change, why you can't stay where you are.
Yeah.
You have to show the benefits of change. You have to put easy steps that people can take, and you have to give them early wins. And then leadership has a role in getting out of their way and helping them overcome obstacles. If you think it's just going to happen, I think you're sadly mistaken.
Yeah. And when you talk about change, too, I think it's kind of a two-sided coin, right? It's not only change within our own organizations, but our clients and customers need help with this stuff, too. And the quicker we can figure out how to do it ourselves, the quicker we can help them take those steps.
No question. And the accounting profession is fascinating because it's a multi-party system. So you have regulatory agencies, and they're resistant to change and have their own challenges. You have the client, of course. Of course, you have the firm. And you have vendors like Wolters Kluwer. And all of us need to be working together, dancing together towards this bright future.
Yeah. How are accounting and finance pros reacting to these things? Do you think we as a profession are moving fast enough?
No, is the short answer. I've talked to a lot of folks as well, and people need to pick their lane. The large firms have a lot of money, and they're investing in technology, and they're figuring it out for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The smallest guys, I was speaking to one last night who's specializing in wineries.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have these little players who are driving niches. You have the big players who are able to serve at scale. And then you've got this vast middle, and the middle needs to pick their lane. They need to move much faster if they're going to preserve themselves relative to what's coming from the bottom and what's coming from the top.
Wow, that's really interesting. And you mentioned that gap. It seems like when it comes to these advances too, I mean, time was, it used to be only that the ultra huge organizations, the big four perhaps,
that's right,
had the resources to throw at things like blockchain or AI. And in a very short period of time, we're starting to see some resources become available on a scale that anybody can use. They're becoming more affordable, more available to everybody. So we're now at a point where it's no longer, we have an idea that we have to wait for this stuff to come. It's happening now, and it's available to us all.
That's absolutely right. And we see that, well, sure, we see that as one of our key roles, is to bring the technology. We have hundreds of engineers toiling away every day, mm-hmm, working to develop these technologies and then bring them to the market so that they can leverage them.
Boy, really interesting time. And again, you mentioned Wolters Kluwer. So let's talk a little bit about that. How is Wolters Kluwer kind of responding to this type of stuff? What are you doing to kind of help clients move the needle in these areas?
Great question. And always a fun place for me to chat.
Sure.
First and foremost, we are throwing our resources behind CCH Access. CCH Access is our cloud platform. And it's been in the market for a number of years. We've had a chance to develop it pretty fully. When we first launched, it really was cloud successors to the applications we had in the desktop. A little while later, we thought of it as a suite, a number of applications that kind of work together. We're really thinking about CCH Access now as the accountant's indispensable platform,
mm-hmm,
where it shares common data. We're working to bring the data in from its source. And then once there, it flows through the platform and is useful in all the key things that accountants do, whether it's tax, audit, or practice management. And a very exciting one, which we're announcing actually tomorrow, is our launch of CCH Access IQ. We believe that the value of the platform in the future will move away from the commoditized compliance side of things towards business intelligence, mm-hmm, and advisory services.
Hmm.
So CCH Access IQ is an exciting first step into business intelligence on the platform.
Nice, exciting stuff. So 8% of CPAs are future ready. What do we need to do to improve that number? And you said we've made some progress, not enough up until this point. What are some keys to future readiness, do you believe?
I'll bridge back to what I said before about important change management. The mm-hmm advice that I give accounting firms when I work with them is you take big problems and you break them into many small problems and then you tackle them. I would encourage those that have not fully embraced the cloud to move to the cloud. I'd encourage them to look at their workflows and find the area where they feel there is the most wasted time, and then look for the best solutions to help alleviate that pain of the loss of productivity. step by step over time, as they move to the cloud, as they move to platforms like ours, as they automate their workflows to find the efficiency, they will be taking all the right steps towards this future state that you and I have talked about today, Bill.
And of course, one of the key things that a lot of folks are zeroing in on, and as technology continues to advance and as you continue to hear more and more about how the robots are coming and doing more stuff, is this need to be more human to do the stuff that the machines can't do, right? So what is the role of building relationships or building our networks? How does that play into all this?
That's a great question. You know, it's never been more important to build your networks. For instance, here today, we're at CCH Connections, where people come, many of them, year after year, and they interact with their peers. They understand from their peers what's working, what's not working, how they can move faster to adopt change. And I think those relationships are also important with the client. We talked a little bit before about the advantages of a human over a machine. Well, one thing a machine can never do is have a relationship with a client, deeply understanding their business and helping to find solutions that will accelerate their growth is really where the profession is headed.
Well, Jim, thanks for taking the time today. I really appreciate you you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know how busy you are, but your insights are tremendously valuable, I think. So thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I've had a great time.
That was Jim McGinnis, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Walters Kluwer Tax and Accounting's U.S. Mid and Large Firm segment. You can download your very own copy of that white paper, the Walters Kluwer white paper. It's called Technology Hype or Reality? What Firms Really Need to Know to Thrive in a World of Change. And you'll find it at engagetax.walterskluwer.com/survey2018.